Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live from Fort Fest 2022, day number 6 here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. And in hindsight, it's a good thing that, you know, at the beginning of each show, we sort of say what day of the Porcupine or the Fort Fest it is, because as it happens, due to an issue last night, we ended up running the previous day's show during the first segment, and I didn't ask, but I suspect it was the fact that I said, it's the fourth day of Fork Fest, and no one agreed, that made us aware, this is the first segment that we played yesterday. That got fixed really, really quickly, right? I mean, no harm, no foul, right, certainly, but we are here live at Roger, well, we're not live. We're live right now, obviously, but you're listening to the pre-recorded, it's called Live to Tape version of the show here at Fork Fest 2022, a mini golf game coming up this afternoon after the show around 5 o'clock. It's going to be interesting. Apparently, you guys had a fire here last night. I ended up in a nearby town doing stuff that I don't want to talk about on the air.
Yeah.
But you guys had a fire here last night and had like 15 to 30 people, I think, estimated at the peak, right? Something along those lines?
We had a good time. We did have our first Fork Fest faux pas. And that was somebody...
First this year.
This year, yeah. That was somebody sort of took a step backwards, probably stepped on one of the logs waiting to be put on the fire and sort of fell backwards. And, you know, the way the guy went down, we thought, oh, there's going to be an injury.
Sure.
And folks rushed over, and then he just started laughing. And
see,
so
I
turns out he's all right.
I regularly rant about people walking backwards. It's really bad if you go into, like, Walmart or something. This is one of the reasons I go to Target now instead of Walmart. It's not because people at Target are less stupid. It's just a lower density
people
of
people.
People
at Walmart walk backwards?
Yeah. And it happens all the time if you pay attention to it. Like, someone will just be standing there in the aisle, and then without paying any attention, they'll just start taking steps backwards to get to somewhere else. And humans are not designed to do that. Never, when I point it out to people, they're like, I've never noticed that. Like, you know, like people walk backwards. They do it all the time.
Huh.
And it's bizarre to me that people do it instead of just taking the extra second to actually turn around and make sure you're not backing over a pile of wood or something. These things happened last night. People were drinking and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so that makes it way more understandable.
Yeah.
But it does happen a lot at, you know, Walmart is one of the ones I remember most was like, I was trying to enter and there was this old guy in front of me and his wife or his, I don't know who it was with him. I don't remember all of the specifics, but it was this older gentleman and someone that was with him was pulling out a cart and he was stopped right there in the entrance of the second doorway. So there was no getting past him at this point. And then, without warning, inexplicably, without looking around, without doing anything, dude just starts walking backwards directly into me, and then turns around and goes, oh, excuse you. Like, I was like, oh, okay.
Cool.
I was like, oh, yes, excuse me for, you know, standing here while you decided you wanted to walk backwards. I didn't say that because, you know, I tend to be nicer to strangers than that, but I was like, okay, yeah, so... Excuse me. I think I said, oh, poor, my bad, or something like that. My bad is like my generic go-to reaction whenever anything happens. And it doesn't mean I did anything wrong. It just means, hey, I acknowledged the thing happened. And whether or not I was at fault is kind of irrelevant. But it happens a lot.
You know that these stores, Walmart, Target included, and grocery stores particularly, they all design their traffic, their foot traffic. When you walk in the door, it's all designed to make you go to the right and then circle around to the left. So whenever I go shopping, I try to do the opposite of that because, like, they're trying to maximize their profit and sort of, you know, market you into buying more than you came to the store for. And so I try to just go against that. So I'll immediately go to the left. And it does kind of create sometimes, because people are going with the natural flow of the store, the way it's designed. And so sometimes it creates like a counter current, you know, to the store traffic flow.
See, what's weird about the one in Keene is, like, the super centers, they have the, you know, there's that interior area that's not really in the store yet. They have two sets of doors at every Walmart. That's usually where they have the carts at, is that interior area.
Yeah.
But this one in Keene is too small for that. So you go in, and the carts are sort of right there in front of you. A lot of people, most people I've noticed, tend to grab the handle from there and back the cart out and then go all the way around, where I go all the way up to the front and just grab the cart by the front.
From the front, right, yeah.
Because that makes the most sense to me. Yeah.
And it's designed for that.
It is designed for that. I was never sure. I always get weird looks. Well, not weird looks from people, but I can tell people.
You
like,
always get weird looks from people.
That's true, I do. But anyway, in stuff coming up, we're going to be talking about California and why they need to secede, says one group. Also, right-wing hillbillies. I'm calling them hillbillies. The article then yelling at an empty building that they evidently thought was putting on a drag show. I don't know if they got confused or if they were just, you know, on meth like hillbillies tend to be, and they were imagining drag queens. I don't know what was going on.
It reminds me of the Simpsons guy, man, old man yells at cloud. Right?
It is very similar to that. But first, I want to talk about this article that you brought in about how Americans seem to be willing, more willing than ever, to take up arms, I believe, against the American government. Is that correct? Tell me more about this.
Well, so this is from RT.com, so, you know, we know what that means.
It's Russian propaganda, but that doesn't mean it's
wrong. Got a bit of a slant to it, but the information in here is interesting. The number of Americans willing to take up arms revealed. Most people in the U.S. see government as rigged against them, and a quarter mull pushing back with violence, a poll shows. So there sounds to me like they're saying it's 25%.
I would certainly agree with these people that, you know, the government is rigged against them. They are not the government. That's the widespread myth in the United States. Like, no, we're a democracy, so we are the government. No.
Try to stop the government from doing anything.
Yeah, the government is the government, and they're going to do what they want, and there's almost no actual accountability. And the government has arrayed itself to be our enemy. You know, it didn't have to be this way. I mean, it kind of did, because that's sort of the definition of government.
Yeah.
But if they somehow had magically actually followed the Constitution and given us a minimal government, it wouldn't be as widespread, this belief that, you know, the government is allied against us. And that's a sad way to exist, right? The government, the ultimate authority throughout the country, hates us and wants to oppress us. It's our enemy. It made us its enemy.
Yeah, and this says almost half of Americans feel like strangers in their own country, a new opinion poll has revealed. It also claims that the majority of people consider their government as a corrupt institution working against them, with more than a quarter saying it may be necessary to take up arms.
See, I don't agree with that thing. I think violence just begets more violence.
I agree.
You know, if they violently overthrow the government to instill whatever government, I mean, they're not even doing this from a libertarian perspective, presumably. They're probably coming at it from the point of view of conservatives, right? You know, Trump really won the election in 2020 or whatever. That's probably how they're coming at it, and they want to make a more conservative version of America. To me, this is all just evidence that the American experiment failed. By definition, in the United States, even if conservatives weren't upset about losing the 2020 election or whatever, by definition, at least half of the people in the United States, even if everyone voted, at least half of the people, or just short of half the people, are going to be under a set of rulers and laws that they find intolerable. That's a bad freaking system.
Yeah, and I think that most people, you know, maybe save for our usual listeners and folks in the liberty community, most people don't even consider that America was an experiment. The idea was to just, hey, instead of having this giant thing of violence and evil, let's try and have the smallest one possible. And that was the experiment. And clearly it has failed, because we now have the largest empire ever seen on planet Earth.
It has certainly failed, and it hasn't been pretty. You know, most people think that the United States government, they don't realize how bad it really is. I tend to think that more than we care to think of the people in the United States are anarchists. They don't consider themselves anarchists, but they don't vote, they don't partake in the system, they don't pay attention to the news. They're just trying to live their lives, and for the most part, they're able to ignore this thing called government, because its oppressions against them are difficult to notice, right?
Yeah.
The inflation is there, and all of the, you know, things we don't have because regulations prevented anyone from inventing the flying car or the hoverboard or whatever.
Yep.
Those things aren't there, but it's hard for them to really look around and say, okay, yes, the government has taken these things away from us. They're oppressing us. They destroyed our currency. So to them, the U.S. government is sort of tolerable.
Well, and the number of people who sort of, you know, take a more freedom-oriented view are usually people who get sucked up into the churn of government.
Absolutely. There is more coming up about Americans being sick of how things are. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Day number 6 of ForkFest 2022. Of course, ForkFest is here for Independence Day, sort of, but Independence Day, that is the 4th of July, is taking place on a Monday, this year, which means that July the 3rd is going to be the celebration here. And I imagine most of the people doing campfire or doing, you know, cookouts and all of that kind of American crap that people like so much with their potato salad and their American flag napkins. I assume they're probably doing that tomorrow. Or I mean, I guess some of them, it's a holiday, so some of them might, the bankers may be doing it Monday.
Yeah, I'm thinking Sunday would be the night, and you know, Monday would be the travel day for most folks.
Yeah, good point. I mean, of course, the bankers have plenty to celebrate on Independence Day. Not so much the average American who is being bankrupted by their country, and some of them feel out of place in the United States. I got to tell you, I'm not upset by these right-wing conservatives, presumably, who suddenly feel out of place in the United States. I'm like, oh, cry me a river. I wouldn't at all know what that's like. So, that's what we're talking about here, is this article that you brought in, Captain, about how Americans feel out of place, and they are more inclined now than ever to react to the government and all of its evils with violence. Something like 25%, I believe, is what you said.
Yeah, the picture of public discontent was revealed by a poll published on Tuesday by the Institute of Politics of the University of Chicago. Two pollsters, one from each major party, surveyed 1,000 registered voters to study divisions in the country. The results showed a high level of dissatisfaction across political and ideological lines in the U.S. In total, 49% said they increasingly felt like strangers in their homeland, with the mood more prevalent among Republicans, independents, and conservatives. But even Democrats feel the alienation, with 40% agreeing with the sentiment to some degree. So it doesn't seem to matter what your political alignment is. More and more folks are certainly dissatisfied with, you know, the largesse and the evil of this institution that we call government.
I mean, that makes sense. The institution itself has failed. It's not a Democrat problem. It's not a Republican problem. It's not a conservative or liberal problem. The plain fact of the matter is that the institution that is the United States of America has failed. It represents no one, and it never could have represented anyone, but any accountability and representation that may have once existed has long since been swept away by the banking institutions, the financial system that props up the entire war apparatus, the imperialism, the drones, the bombing, the death, the murder, the widespread destruction, the theft, all of that swept away, and they're looking around going, hey, I don't feel like this is actually representing me.
Well, when asked if they considered the government corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me, 56% of respondents said they did. Democrats were the only group where the share of people who disagreed with the statement was slightly larger than those who agreed, by a 2% point margin.
Hold on, run this by me again. Democrats are more likely to believe the government is allied against them. Is that correct?
Democrats were the only group where the share of people who disagreed with the statement being corrupt and rigged against everyday people like me, was slightly larger than those who agreed, by a 2% point margin.
They worded that in such a strange way, but I think it means that Democrats feel like the government is not against them more so than conservatives do. If I'm understanding, I'm parsing all of that correctly.
I think so.
They really should have worded that better, but that to me suggests that Democrats, the Democratic Party, is not in fact the party of minorities in the United States, because I know a lot of people who count themselves as minorities to one degree or another, and all of them know intuitively that the government is a little bit more against them than it is against the average person. And that's the same reason bullies pick on the weakest kid or the least popular kid or whatever. Yeah. They're least likely to meet resistance at that point.
Well, one of the reasons I wanted to talk about this article today is because, you know, the July 4th weekend, as most folks call it, I like to refer to it as Independence Day.
Sure.
Right? You know, I want folks to sort of...
Well, it's a memorial of independence. I mean, the level of dependence that people have on the United States government at this point, and I mean, the United States government isn't even fully independent of the United Kingdom. That was the whole idea behind this experiment, right? Is it would be this self-contained country with no entangling alliances, free trade with all, friends with all, enemies of none. And then you look around today and it's this warmongering Leviathan that is allied with half the planet against the other half of the planet.
Yeah, you're right. The Independence Day is a little more like a funeral that you have every year for something that people used to value and believe in.
Yeah.
So the following I found very interesting, considering that, you know, Independence Day and all that kind of thing.
Right.
The statement that, quote, it may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government was supported by 28% of Americans.
And that's soon? Is that what they say?
It may be necessary at some point soon for citizens to take up arms against the government was supported by 28% of Americans, including 38% conservative, 36% Republican, 35% independent, and 37% of those who have guns in their homes. Even among self-described soft Democrats, 19% said armed resistance may be necessary.
Well, I mean, their hearts are in the right place. I would just encourage them to reflect on the likeliest outcome of all of this, and it's just going to be a different form of tyranny.
Oh,
sadly, none of these people are libertarians. They're not some of the independents may be libertarians, but the conservatives, the Republicans, the Democrats, they're not approaching this from a position of creating a freer society. They want a state that is more representative of what they believe is best for everyone, not one that allows people to make the decisions on their own behalf of what they think is best. And I think the latter is the only one that can actually work in the long run. And that's not even a state at that point. That's anarchism and that's freedom.
Right.
So I think the very idea of the state has failed. And I understand why these people born and raised in the United States, they want to take control of the state and use it to enforce their way of life onto everyone else because they firmly believe in their heart of hearts that their way is the one true way. But they're wrong. Peace is the one true way.
I couldn't agree more. While supporters of the major parties distrust their government, they don't like each other much either, the poll suggested. A resounding 73% of Republicans agreed that Democrats were bullies trying to impose their views on others.
That is so ironic.
And 70% said Democrats are generally untruthful. When Democrats were asked the same two questions about Republicans, 74 and 69% were the percentages.
So both of them are calling the other ones bullies.
Bullies and untruthful.
Bullying liars. I mean, that's... Again, that's just...
And they're both right.
They are. And it's more evidence that this entire experiment has just failed and that breaking apart the United States is really just the only way forward. I would rather see it broken down to the smallest increment possible, the level of the individual.
Yes, absolutely. And it's kind of like, you know, if you look at it like a food pyramid, you want to make sure that you start at the top.
Yeah.
And at the top should always be the individual.
Absolutely, which doesn't leave much room for a state. And that's the reason that these Democrats and the Republicans, that's the reason they stand against individualism. There is more coming up here from Fort Fest. It is Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A third police officer has died after a shootout in eastern Kentucky. Floyd County Sheriff John Hunt says deputies were attempting to serve a warrant in the town of Allen when the shooting happened Thursday night. On Friday morning, authorities announced that two officers had died in the shooting and a third was in critical condition. A police spokesman then announcing the third officer died of his injuries Friday night. Four other officers were also injured. The suspect has been taken into custody. Millions of Americans are hitting the roads and airports this 4th of July weekend. AAA expecting nearly 48 million people to travel 50 miles or more over the holiday. That's up 4% from last year. If you're traveling by car, the latest AAA station survey showing the national average price for a gallon of regular gas, $4.82 a gallon. USA Radio News. One state is taking action after a recent Supreme Court ruling.
Disrespecting a Supreme Court of the United States decision, New York State lawmakers, at the instruction of temporary governor and lieutenant governor, Democrat Kathy Hochul on Friday, did it again. In defiance of the Second Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, Democrats passed gun legislation that would severely limit where law-abiding citizens can have possession of their weapon and require background checks to buy ammunition.
We are creating a definitive list of sensitive locations where individuals will not be able to carry firearms.
One such location is New York City's Times Square. Republican Assemblyman Andy Goodell said the legislation ignores the High Court's ruling and is more restrictive than the bill that was struck down by the Supreme Court this week. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden spending their holiday weekend at Camp David. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground here in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Rained there for about 12 seconds. And I mean, it was a very brief, it was more like a sprinkle.
Squall.
A little bit of water fell from the sky. I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Head on over to take a few minutes out of your day to learn about this important world-changing technology. As I understand it, Bitcoin is still down, hovering around the $19,000 mark. I don't know, I don't pay that much attention to it because I have bill conditions that, you know, make the value of Bitcoin per coin kind of meaningless to me. But you don't have those conditions, so you should be learning about Bitcoin. Head on over, that's Bitcoin.com. Click Getting Started. Start at the top of the page and take just a few minutes out of your day to learn about it. And if you do already know about it, news.bitcoin.com allows you to stay up to date on all of the news and headlines that are relevant to you, all on a sleek, easy-to-use modern website. That's news.bitcoin.com. And with you today, it's Aria.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
And I have a story here that I want to get into, right? There's been a lot said about, you know, abortion and all of that nonsense. It's not an issue that I particularly care about because I don't think I'm capable of having children at this point. After you've been on estrogen long enough, you kind of lose the ability to have children.
What's an abortion?
An abortion is what people have when they're...
An abortion.
Did I say an abortion?
No, I'm just being facetious.
Okay. And, you know, people have been crying about that left and right, and I don't particularly care about it. However, MSNBC is taking a different approach. You know, Congress has let the Supreme Court run amok, which is interesting to me because Congress aren't the ones who appoint Supreme Court justices.
That statement sounds like Congress is the Supreme Court's parents, and they've sort of let them out into the playground that was a bit muddy.
Well, I mean, sort of in theory, it would work that way in a system of checks and balances and stuff like that, except that's really not how it works. And the way that the American system is set up, the president is the parent who has let them run amok, right?
Mm.
And the Supreme Court is the parent of the Senate that
the burrito
let
Supreme
the Senate
Court.
Run amok. And the president would be the one required to check Congress or not let them run amok or whatever.
Yeah, but they don't do any of that.
No, they don't do any of it.
It's supposed to work like that, or so we're told, but in reality, it doesn't and never has.
No, it's completely fictitious. It may have worked that way for like the first few days or maybe even the first year or two within the United States experiment, but it hasn't worked that way in my entire lifetime or anywhere near my entire lifetime. But MSNBC, they do love crying, and there just isn't a whole lot happening in the world today worth talking about. So I want to make fun of MSNBC.
And what are they crying about now?
Well, the Supreme Court. I mean, they clearly don't understand the entire way that the American system is set up. If they think that Congress is supposed to check the power of the Supreme Court, then they've lost their minds.
How pretentious is it for you to call it the Supreme Court?
Well, it's the most authoritative court, and that's where they get the name from.
We are better than all other courts ever invented. We are the best court ever. We are the Supreme Court.
They certainly think so. The Supreme Court ended its term Thursday, having produced a string of decisions that, with casual brutality, threatened Americans' privacy, health, and well-being. Democrats, in the face of this assault on the rights and privileges of their constituents, haven't responded with the necessary anger or urgency. And I love how, despite having read that paragraph, people on the left will continue to assert that MSNBC is unbiased. That was some of the most biased wording I've read this year. The framers intended Congress to be the most powerful of the three branches of government. Good God, this guy failed civics. Hayes Brown, civics student F. None of the branches of government were supposed to be the most powerful. They were supposed to be equal, and they were supposed to check each other's power
right.
In like a well-balanced triangle. I don't know how this guy came to the conclusion that Congress was supposed to be the most powerful. Congress is supposed to be the least effective, I would suggest. They knew that, you know, several hundred representatives and several hundred senators, if there were actually two political parties, they would just be deadlocked all the time.
Well, it seems to me that Congress is the opposite of progress.
They think, yes. Consisting of representatives of the people and the states, which is not the case here in the U.S., but whatever. The executive was to be feared and constrained. Look, no part of the American government was meant to be feared by the framers who wrote the Constitution. They thought the government was supposed to be afraid of the people, and they made that pretty clear.
Yeah, this guy seems to, well, I mean, perhaps he went to public school.
I have to conclude he did. The executive was to be feared and constrained. The judiciary was, in comparison, an afterthought, mostly left to future Congress to craft. In drafting the Federalist Papers, Alexander Hamilton, the original fascist, really, considered the courts the least dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution. So, and that's a bad thing? I mean, that to me sounds like a good thing. They wanted Congress to be more dangerous to the political rights of the Constitution than the Supreme Court,
When
the Supreme Court are literally the ones who decide what is and isn't deemed to be constitutional.
Yeah, but they don't have to wear robes and that kind of crap.
They don't have to, but I like that they still choose to, right? I want a Supreme Court that still wears the powdered wigs, right? I mean, if they're going to sit there with all the pomp and circumstance with their special little robes and stuff like that, they should at least wear the powdered wigs.
Give them some giant gavels.
Yeah, I'm sure they have them. What we've seen this term is a court determined to prove Hamilton wrong. While Congress has the ability to curtail the authority that the unbalanced, undemocratic courts have accumulated, there seems to be almost no drive among Democrats to even challenge the third branch. And again, that's because that's not the purview of Congress. That's Joe Biden. If he wants to appoint, you know, five more Supreme Court justices, he can do so. The thing is, they just historically have agreed that there should be nine.
I really want to see the Supreme Court with, like, olives and green peppers and sour cream and, you know, all the things that make your taco or burrito or your pizza a supreme.
It's just the sour cream. That's what distinguishes the plain burrito from the burrito supreme.
Yeah, but the supreme pizza is like green peppers and black olives and, you know, that kind of a thing.
Sure.
Onions.
But that's pizza. Let me clarify that I do not propose invalidating
pizza,
the principle.
Pizza can be a burrito. You just got to roll it up.
But then it's a rolled up pizza.
Well, or a flat burrito.
Yes.
Or a flat burrito.
Let me clarify that I do not propose invalidating the principle of judicial review, whereby the courts have the authority to block and overturn legislative and executive actions. The Supreme Court's function as arbiter of the Constitution is an important and needed one, given the possible abuses from the other branches. So they seem to be hitting at the point here that, in theory, these three branches of government should check each other's power. And they're not doing so, but because of that, we need the others to check the power of the Supreme Court, because that way Congress won't need to be checked. I don't understand what
the
checks
say. Who checks the checkers of the checkers that are being checked?
Clearly no one, and that's part of the... I mean, no one's checking the power of the Supreme Court, certainly, and no one's checking the power of the legislative branch, and no one's checking the power of the executive branch. They're all just doing whatever the hell they want. And it doesn't matter what the Constitution says.
It's like businesses do this thing called a CSAT, right? And it means your customer satisfaction level.
Yeah.
And they do all these things to measure it. Government will never do that. And this is why, because it's never going to have a satisfactory score. Nothing about government will ever be satisfactory to anyone ever, because it is based in violence and coercion.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but they sort of do track approval ratings and stuff like that, and that's sort of
individuals,
satisfaction.
Of individuals, like politicians themselves,
yeah.
Generally speaking, because they're just worried about the next election. They don't give a crap about any of us.
No, of course not. And the great myth is that, you know, these people have come to the conclusion that these people do. It's a power that is more easily used to strike down than to build. I wish that was the case, because then there would be fewer laws on the books than there are. As Vox says, of course they're quoting Vox, Ian Millhiser has noted, while the court can't establish an agency to protect the rights of citizens, it can absolutely erase one out of existence. And that's not true. It can protect the rights of citizens by arguing that, hey, you know, actually the Affordable Care Act that forces Americans to buy this certain thing, that's actually unconstitutional. They just choose not to. In my lifetime, I don't think I've ever heard the Supreme Court say anything is unconstitutional. But there's more coming up. MSNBC tears to be drank. It is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live here at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. We're celebrating ForkFest. It's a decentralized continuation, sort of alternative to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I think most of the people here actually attended the Porcupine Freedom Festival as well. I think there were a few people who popped in who weren't here for the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but that's sort of rare. Check out the unofficial website at forkfest.party if you want to learn more about it. No one is in charge, so everyone is in charge. Just put together whatever event you think people should have, and, you know, if it sounds interesting, people will come. Because that's what ForkFest is. No one's in charge. No one's putting anything together unless you do it yourself. So check it out, forkfest.party. We're here making fun of MSNBC, and there's more coming up. Talk, like Trump's social media company, that's Truther, I believe, or Truth or Truth Social, whatever the hell they're being called, has been subpoenaed. Also, someone's arguing that California needs to prepare to secede from the nation as a result of abortion and gun rulings from the Supreme Court. But right now, we're talking about this MSNBC article that is just freaking out about how, for some reason, Congress has not reined in the power of the Supreme Court. And I just don't know how they think Congress is supposed to do this. What legal mechanism is there that would allow Congress to pass a law or whatever saying the Supreme Court, that could amend the Constitution, I suppose. Yeah, but that would be the extent of it.
This author sounds like, well, many folks who are caught in the fog of statism, it's a temper tantrum.
The article
is a temper tantrum. Mom, Dad, Billy hit me. Make them hit him back.
I mean, that's sort of what MSNBC always has, right? I mean, they're always crying about something. I'm just sort of surprised they're not talking about Donald Trump at the moment. I know, you know, a year ago, if you went there, if you looked for any of their articles, it was all complaining about Donald Trump or whatever, or the January the 6th hearings, because they love beating that dead horse. But now they're complaining about the Supreme Court. But too often, the role of Congress in limiting the power of the courts is reduced to the Senate's, quote, advise and consent function in confirming judges and justices. Well, they don't have any other constitutional mechanism for doing anything about the Supreme Court. All they can do is confirm and deny justices. That should be more properly seen as a check on the executive's power to name members to the court rather than a check on the judiciary. As for checking the judiciary itself, the Constitution grants Congress wide leeway to address how the federal courts function and to respond to Supreme Court rulings, none of which I think is true, but whatever. In Thursday, apparently one of the other things that leftists are upset about right now is the Supreme Court's ruling something about nuclear energy that it sort of neutered the Environmental Protection Agency's ability to regulate nuclear or something. I don't know.
I heard some hubbub about that, but I mean, it's just an illustration that the people are not the government. The government is, it is made up of people, but it is not in control of the people in any way, shape, or form. And it's almost impossible for it to actually be that.
Yeah, but, you know, they're not ready to face that particular truth yet. In Thursday's West Virginia versus Environmental Protection Agency, a 6-3 majority found that the EPA had overstepped the bounds of the Clean Air Act in administering clean energy regulations. And, you know, I'm just sort of impressed that the Supreme Court is doing anything to roll back the power of any branch of government, even the executive and the Environmental Protection Agency. I'm all for it. Abolish the EPA and all of the other agencies by the federal government, but this is at least better than allowing them to continue their powers unchecked. The fix should be one of the simplest available. Congress is well within its rights to pass a new law explicitly stating, yes, the EPA does have this authority. And yes, Congress could do that. But they're not doing that, and they haven't done that, and therefore the Supreme Court, is correct. The Supreme Court isn't out of control here. Congress just isn't doing the job that MSNBC thinks they should be doing. The fact that they could create a law saying that doesn't mean they did create a law saying that. It doesn't mean that the EPA has the authority. In fact, they clearly don't, and Congress has yet to give it to them.
Mm-hmm.
In Thursday's case, however, the Supreme Court used the so-called major questions doctrine, which it has used seemingly at random to strike down regulations. It's a practice that Congress should be able to curtail, but there has been no movement from lawmakers to force the court to clarify the doctrine or to craft language to assert its ability to delegate authority. This goes on for quite a long time, and I'm pretty much done with it. There's not much more to say. This guy's delusional, and what he wants is not going to happen.
This is the minutiae of government that what I like to refer to as legal nerds, they get caught up in. Folks who either think that the system can work somehow if they just get in and like, oh, if we just pass the right thing and make the right moves, you know, make the correct moves on the chessboard, that we'll get things, that we'll get fixed and we'll get things going our way. And it never happens. It never happens. You don't have any control over the government. It's not your government. It's not controlled. Try and get them to stop doing anything you don't like. Try. Go ahead and try. You can't.
No, they're going to do what they want to do. And, you know, it's sad to me that these people don't realize that. They're holding out hope that somehow, magically, something can change and we can make the government be held accountable or whatever. You're absolutely right, though. It doesn't represent any of us. It's an evil institution that does whatever it wants. And the dispute between people on the left and the right that we see today is something like 25% of Americans think that it's soon it will be necessary to take up arms against the government. People fighting over the Environmental Protection Agency, abortion, gun rights, all of these other things. To me, it's just more of the mounting evidence that the United States experiment has failed and that the system that creates a population that is 50% unhappy, at least, is doomed to fail, and it's time for it to break up. I'm not the only one who says this, though. Of course, here in New Hampshire, we have NHExit, which was a drive to get New Hampshire to secede.
And fantastic. Like, I think we maybe are on track to be the first state to secede.
It would look that way with Governor Sununu recently passing a law or signing a law that says something to the effect of state and local law enforcement agencies cannot assist the federal government in enforcing their firearms regulations. However, it does have an exemption that completely neuters the entire thing. That exemption is wide enough that one can drive a truck.
It is. And it's so vague.
Yeah.
It's just hugely vague.
But Matthews, I don't even know who Matthews is. He's someone being written about by Mercury News. California needs to prepare to secede from the nation. And I love hearing about any sort of secession.
Hell yes.
New Hampshire exit, you know, we had a hearing in the House of Representatives here, a committee hearing, and then, you know, people spoke out in favor of it and against it in the actual House of Representatives. So, according to the people from CalExit and TechSit and some of these other places, New Hampshire currently has the lead as far as secession movements go, which isn't surprising. New Hampshire has a lot of libertarians here who want to see secession, but if California beats us to it, I don't care. Yeah. I just want it to happen. Once one state secedes, I think it's going to trigger a domino effect.
And why not learn from the past, right? The big joke is we learn from the past that people seldom learn from the past. Well, we have an opportunity right in front of us, and that is to learn from the past. We know all empires die. We know that some kind of a breakup will eventually happen. Will it take a financial collapse to really, you know, spurn it forward? But it is going to happen, just like it happened to Soviet Russia. And so let's get ahead of that curve. We know the empire is in the throes of decline based on historical examples. So we have an opportunity to get ahead of it. So instead of waiting for it to break up and have some sort of armed conflict or, you know, even some kind of civil war or something like that, instead of waiting for that, let's get ahead of the curve and let's just secede now.
Yeah, that way we can do it peacefully.
Yeah.
And, you know, we can avoid so much of the catastrophe that tends to come with the collapse of an empire.
Yes, absolutely.
To encourage us to think about the unthinkable, the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists sets a doomsday clock showing how close humanity is in metaphorical seconds to the midnight of apocalypse. And this is all conjecture and speculation and stuff like that. No one really knows how far we are from, you know, complete destruction. I tend to think that from the creation of the nuclear bomb, they were accurate in, you know, putting us no more than 15 minutes away from destruction.
Yep.
But, I mean, to say that, you know, we're 60 seconds away or whatever, that to me is probably panicking and overreacting to the situation on the ground. But what do I know? California now needs an independence clock showing how close we are to the seemingly unthinkable moment when our state may depart the United States and become an independent nation.
We give California a lot of crap on this show, and they've earned it.
Oh, yeah.
But it would be, the irony would not be lost on me if California were the first state to secede.
Well, it's not impossible, right? The issue of abortion is definitely polarizing enough to cause something like this. It'll be interesting to see how things go on, and we're going to continue talking about CalExit, California secession, here from Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is Free Talk Live.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters.
My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.